Hey guys, welcome back to
Fucking No judgment.
It's your girl Reese.
This is Cameron.
This is Troy.
It's your boy Henny K, man.
Okay guys, and I hope you guys liked last week's episode and our topics. We do want you guys to leave us any feedback on iTunes or on SoundCloud, and you also can send any feedback to our email at fcknojudgment@gmail.com. So let's get the show started. First off, we're going to talk about what you guys think about the whole Hurricane Harvey, Joel Osteen situation going on. Like, do you guys think he was wrong for not offering help? You know, how y'all feel about it?
I feel like it's his property to do with as he pleases. However, being that we're not obligated to open up our homes to the refugees and victims of Hurricane Harvey, but being that he is a like religious iconic figure or whatever, I feel like he's held to a higher standard, especially being that your whole business is built off of giving back, supposedly, you know what I mean, in more ways than one. So I feel like it's just a huge display of hypocrisy to when you're needed the most.
That's true. But also, when I first saw it, I always knew that any man of the cloth is going to be, you know, under the eye of scrutiny. But at the same time, I get what you're saying, but it's not his home. You feel me? Like, it's a place for the people. But at the same time, the people are at fault, and Joel Osteen is at fault.
But you literally just said it's a place for the people, so why can't the people in need?
No, the people in need should have been able to use it. What I mean by the people are at fault is because they funding this man $70 million a year and not seeing the flaw in it. Like, if you are religious, most people feel like, oh, just because I go to church, I have to tithe. But the Bible will tell you, if you see that the, you know what I'm saying, like, what you're paying your money to ain't going back to you, then the Holy Spirit tells you to find a church that will do what you feel like, you know what I'm saying, God would want them to do. So for the people who see that Joel Osteen didn't do what he was supposed to do, and they still go, now you're just foolish.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they didn't know that before the hurricane happened. They had hopes.
What's crazy is,
they had hopes that, you know, if something like this would happen, that
he would be the first.
He would be a Christian and open up his church home to everybody else, but clearly he didn't do that.
This is funny. Look, first off, I want to say, you know, my heart goes out there to everybody out in Houston that's going through what they're going through. I hope everything gets better. But more than that, I hope that this is an eye-opener for everyone who's put even a dollar into that church. Anybody that knows me closely, I'm not religious. You know, I don't knock anybody that is. I do knock people that are into stupidity. And I think about all the money they put into this man's pocket. And all you needed for him to do was to have this damn church open in a time of need. And what he doing? At home playing golf, watching y'all motherfuckers drown.
He said nobody asked him.
Which I feel like that's bullshit, because
nobody asked him. Think about
if y'all would have took that money that y'all was tithing and all the offering and that cousin you slapped in the face because they only put a dollar in the motherfucking envelope. Think about if y'all would have put that money into a damn shelter big enough to house all y'all homeless people that y'all keep passing up. Oh, you won't give a dollar to a homeless person, but you'll give it to the church. Who, by the way, once again, not open on the day that you need them.
Right.
Motherfucker didn't even give y'all no rafts to swim in. Oh, okay, the door is open now. Just swim on over here.
he wasn't really doing shit. Like, and he could have went
that's
out.
With any organization, too, because a person who owns a shelter could be fucked up as well. Because at the end of the day, it's still people. So if you choose to believe in a religion, then be smart about the religion you believe in. Be smart about your action, your decision. Like I said, if you truly read the Bible, it tells you, do not give foolishly. It tells you, if you feel like the Holy Spirit ain't there, then go somewhere else. You dig what I'm saying? So for those who do donate, make sure you donate.
But see, I don't even think they feel that. For me, the thing with, and I don't want to go into a religious topic. I don't want to tell nobody that they're wrong. I don't think they're capable of feeling like this, before all of this, that this guy is unholy. I think what in this particular religion does is it, when people in their time of need, they need something to hope in.
Yeah.
You're not going to church to see no negativity in nobody.
Yeah.
So you're not going there critiquing no preacher he could murder somebody in the back. You might know it, but you ain't gonna pay attention to it because you're gonna feel like he did it in God's name.
Then
because
that's on the foolish person.
That's
on the preacher and the foolish person. But what I'm saying is, for those who are listening, you know what I'm saying, if that's what you're going to only get positivity, then you can't do that. You gotta realize we all are still people. And if that's what I'm saying, like, for those, because there's people that say they go to church, and they do go to church for the exact reason you're saying. But when you're really looking at it, and if you are religious, then you got to see Jesus was a man. You feel me? And he was a man of the people. So you cannot believe in, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't look at it like that. Like, just going just for the positivity, because everybody in the Bible made mistakes. Everybody, all that. You know what I'm saying?
So, absolutely. And I hope that this does reach some people, and not just in Houston, just in your church. Ask yourself, what is your church doing? When something happens, like, because we out of Atlanta right now, if something happens in your city today, if war comes, if we're invaded, if, you know, natural disaster, whatever the hell, is your church going to be open for you? What are they going to do?
In general, how does your preacher or your church give back? Yeah. It's like, for example, when my aunt, my grandma's house burned down a few years back. My great grandma's house burned down. My grandma's husband hates, like, the pastor. Like, he hates the preacher. He always thinks he's flirting with my grandma. Mm-hmm. So he has, like, this vendetta against the preacher. But, like, we found out, the fucking preacher donated $10,000 out of $20,000 that was raised to go towards my grandma's, you know, shit. He was always, like, going against, like, oh, the preacher don't do shit. He got all his money. He won't do this. He won't do that. But I'm like, he donated damn near half of the money that everybody raised. And it wasn't from the church. It was from his own fucking pockets. Oh, wow. Exactly. So when y'all, you know, giving money to the church, they probably took money out of the church thing, too, to help with that. But he did something on top of that. He didn't just depend on, okay, the church. So Joel Osteen, like, he could have did more. He could have gave from his own pockets. He could have been like, you know what? Let me go buy a Walmart. Because he probably got enough money to go into a Walmart and cash the fuck out on food, on whatever. Let me go buy a Walmart. Let me go buy some boats. Let me go try to look out, go help, go find people, something. But he didn't do shit.
Exactly. That's why I say don't foolishly give. For those who listen, do not foolishly give. Like, literally, pray on it. See how you feel about it. If you done gave for a month, you ain't seen nothing come back, then do that. That's why I'm against a lot of the big churches. Because like you said, it's these small churches that give way more than the big churches.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I have a question. Because I don't really, like, I haven't gone to church in forever just because, like,
me either.
I, like, I mean, obviously for reasons. But, like, I just, what is the whole point of, like, giving?
I just realized what you said.
No. He said for obvious reasons.
No. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I'd be feeling, like, hella uncomfortable, and you can't really wear crop tops in Sunday service. So.
Don't wear crop tops.
You can.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, but you can. They say that offering big enough, they'll let you in.
Because guess what? Jesus wouldn't judge you.
They say come as you are.
Make you think that, but Jesus really would.
Yeah.
You did? Like, literally, Jesus' disciples was all.
You see how complicated it is?
Jesus. Like, which one
is it?
People are complicated.
People
in the church are complicated.
So that's what I'm saying. That is why I haven't gone to church. Because as much as I love my grandmother, like, hand to the Bible, whatever you want to say, like, I love that bitch to death. Like, we'll die for her.
Right?
But, yeah, that's my ride or die bitch. Shout out to Sharon. What's up, girl? Like, but sometimes, like, she herself has, like, made me feel inferior. For being gay or other reasons, just by way of, like, what the Bible is supposed to preach.
Yeah.
And that's, like, what I'm saying. Like, and half of the church should be like, oh, no, God accepts whoever. Okay, that's cool, but what about the other half that's over here? Y'all gotta make up y'all mind.
Exactly.
Don't let them bother you. They're not God. They're not the
Bible. But those just are like people in the, that just are like in the street, in the mall. It's people in the mall that might not like gay people, right? Okay. It's people in the mall that might not like black people. But does that stop you from being?
But these are people that's supposed to be held up to.
I guarantee you, wear a crop top to the mall.
Maybe the preachers and all of them should be held up to a higher standard. The people that go to a church.
You want
to
consider yourself a Christian and you want to be like this? Okay, let's take it there. We'll take it there. This is why I don't like going to church, because like he said, you're supposed to hold yourself to a higher standard. Christians are the biggest hypocrites, and I love my grandmother to death, but she is the gossip.
She has
everyone's name in her mouth.
That's like
some.
Okay, true, but for the it's been enough for me not to want to go to church.
And that's
you
cool.
can't let that. You don't have to say cool. Don't let negativity affect you. Don't let negative people get to you. Exactly. Go there and do what the hell you do. Wear your shades. Wear whatever the fuck you want to wear. Man. Mind your business. Praise God. Exactly. And go get to go home. Exactly.
Let me tell you why that's wrong. Let me tell you why that's wrong.
How
can I do
that? How is that wrong?
Okay, after y'all there, like,
no, I'm not going to say it's wrong. Let me tell you why how you can't do that. Because the church is supposed to be a place where you can go for that inner peace. This is the word every Sunday. You get that same word. You get that, huh?
Supposed to.
Yeah, inner peace ain't got shit to do with nobody else.
But that's what I'm saying. These are the people y'all all under, like, the same.
We're all here to get inner peace, right? We're all here to get inner peace. How
like my grandma, to this day still goes on trips with the people she done met in church. Like, these are friends. They all got like-minded. So when you go,
you don't gotta thinking, friends there.
I'm not saying that, but when you going into a place where you thinking you with like-minded people, and then they outcast you,
I see your lifestyle. I see your point. I truly do, and that can hurt anybody. I get what they're saying. It can hurt anybody's ego.
He can choose.
It can make certain people look wrong, but it's just like this: when you go to work, it's supposed to be cool too. Yep. When you deal with some pressure or some opposition of what you think, are you still going to work? Are you gonna say fuck that? I ain't going to work because people judge me.
No. Because at my job right now, it's supposed to be a family. Everybody's supposed to get along. We're supposed to have this family mindset when it comes to work. Everybody's supposed to like come together.
But they got some negative ass people. Yeah. There are rules to protect you.
Nobody is going to protect me.
In the whole world,
you are being verbally harassed at your
verbally harassing you. They could just be a negative person. Like, I have a coworker that's just negative in general. Like, she's always like eye rolling, sucking her teeth. Like, she's not going to get fired because she's not necessarily harassing anybody, but she just has a negative, like, personality.
Okay, but you can say,
I'm
going to
let her bother me.
But you can say she's a negative person. She could be known as the office bitch, but in church,
yeah.
Oh, that's
that could be the
Ruth
May.
No, that's Ruth May. Her
okay, so don't let them bother
guess
you.
Guess what? Like I just said, it's your discernment. It's your discernment. So if you feel like that church ain't cool, find you one that's cool. Let me tell you about the church I go to. And to be honest, I'm a Christian, but I ain't been to church in months either. At the end of the day, church ain't what's gonna get you into heaven. What's going to get you into heaven is if you believe Jesus died, et cetera, et cetera. That's what's going to get you into heaven. It's a parable in the Bible that talks about the three different men. I'm going to speak on it real, real quick. So one man came to work at 8 a.m. The next man came to work at 12. Next man came to work at 6. They all finished at 8 p.m. So one man had been working for 12 hours, et cetera, et cetera. Guess what? They all got the same pay. Most people would think that's unfair, and truly, it might seem unfair. But Jesus told that story for those who, because some people might accept God at age 12. Some people might accept God at age 24. Some people might accept God on their deathbed.
Yeah.
As long as you accept him, you'll get into heaven. So the Bible, and nowhere in the Bible does it say you have to go to church every Sunday or you're going to hell. Nowhere does it say you have to be perfect for the rest of your life or you're going to hell. It's about if you accept him. Accept him on your time. But remember, you don't know when your time is up. That's all it is. So if your church ain't cool, fuck that church. If you see your church ain't giving back, fuck that church. It's still people.
They can say, why
are
you saying fuck the church?
Not fuck the church. Fuck the people in that church. You get what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to tell you. So if you see Joel Osteen bringing in $70 million and you ain't seeing shit go back, then fuck that church.
Fuck, I know a church. Joel Osteen.
Exactly.
I think we could all say it at the same time. Fuck the Joel Osteen.
I have a question. Straight up. Since we're talking about religion, do you find yourself being, like, now that you're older, like you said, you haven't been to church in forever, but do you find yourself being more, like, spiritual or more religious as an individual, like
I'm
on
spiritual.
Your own.
I'm more spiritual than religious because you're
I'm
right.
Factual.
Religion is a motherfucking. It's just like a ritual.
I feel like
okay.
Who you are.
So I like that. So if you're more spiritual, but you see religion as a ritual, so you would consider like church of. How do they say it? Like you basically kind of like a ritual, a commencement ceremony.
Straight
but like
up.
For you to say that you're factual. Now that you are older and you like have your own, like you can have your own independent thought and like opinion, you don't consider yourself religious.
Matter of fact, this is how it got for me. I was the last one left in my household that was religious. Everybody started turning. I'm like, oh no, I'm living with heathens. That's how I felt. But I'm always open to other people's ideas, and I always do research. I was never open to the idea of research when it came to religion. My mom. I grew up in a Christian home. My stepfather, who was basically my father figure, was a pastor.
That's gotta be so much. Oh my God.
No, not necessarily.
We can talk about that too.
Not necessarily. He wasn't one of those judgmental, oh, you tripped and fell the wrong way, you're gonna burn type people.
Oh my God.
But you know, they got a divorce. My mom tried her best to keep us in the church, but she took us out because she felt like she was being fake. Damn us. You know? I'm like, well, what about us? You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know my mom, but my mom didn't go to church, so she wasn't really, like, putting effort into me going to church, anybody going to church. Yeah, but like, I'd have to figure out how I'm going to get to church. I didn't really start going to church until I got my own car and was able to drive my ass to church or have somebody drive me to church.
Right. So, and so, all in all, I'm not going to give a long description on why I became, but basically what I felt like was religion altogether preys on our fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Throughout history, people have, and it doesn't mean it's wrong, it doesn't mean it's false, slavery. I don't want, but all throughout history, the one common thing I can always come back to is somebody used religion to prey on people's fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As human beings, the only thing we fear is, we don't fear death, we fear life after death, because we don't know what it is. If somebody told you, you're going to live in a lake after you die, you ain't going to care. Alright, damn death, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Or if they told you, you know, yeah, you're going to burn in the lake of fire. You're like, all right, whatever. We'll see when we get there. But because you don't actually know what it is, you fear it because you don't know what happens afterwards.
It's the unknown.
That's what religion does. That's what they tell you. You're going to go to hell because burning in the lake of fire is supposed to be something you don't want. And versus going to heaven.
You did.
You know? But we don't know that. There's some religions that feel like you come back reincarnated. Shit, I love that. If that was the case, I would love to. But I can't trick myself.
I'll find out when I die.
Huh?
I'll find out when I die.
Everybody gonna find out.
I ain't stressed about it.
But you ain't trying to die today, Larice.
I mean, if I die today, I die today. Shit. Okay, so
like, you still go to, like, okay, so now that you're older and your mom.
I don't go to church.
You're, okay, but your mom stopped going to church and then you felt the need to still go to church. Why did you still feel the need to go to church? What in you made you feel like
that? She needs to find the reason herself. Yeah. Not because I'm mom. And that's the same thing I went through.
I wanted to see if, okay, this was really what I wanted to do. And, like, I'm a person now where I can look at other religions. Like, I can read a Quran and find something relatable. Like, I'm a spiritual person. Yeah. I'm not just, like, a Christianity religious person. Like, if I see something that I relate to in Buddhism or whatever, I'm going to live by that. Absolutely. So, it's just finding what I can relate to.
That's what people was put here for, to learn from other people. So, even if you hear me quote scriptures or talk about the Bible, at the end of the day, choose what you believe in. Because at the end of the day, you have to believe in something bigger than yourself. You don't have to, but 9 times out of 10, you should know that. Like, with people who tell me that they factual, like, that's cool, and I'm going to respect that. I'm going to respect your opinion. If you Muslim, I'm going to respect that. I'm going to respect your opinion. But for the people that say they factual, I try to ask people, okay, how can science prove how to wake up? If anybody knew how to wake themselves up every single day, nobody would die in their sleep. Yeah, nobody would be late. Have you ever thought about that?
Hell no.
Something wakes you up. Something wakes you up. Because if that was the case, tell yourself to wake up at 6 a.m. every day with no problems. Don't miss an alarm. Don't oversleep. Never die in your sleep. Something has to wake you up, whether that's science, whether that's Quran, whether that's Buddha, whether that's Jesus, whatever, whether it's an angel. Find something to believe in.
I agree with that.
I feel like, I'm just trying to make sure.
I've never, because
I'm thinking about something where you're saying, like, explain it, and I'm pretty sure in a class how the body works.
Mm-hmm. You can make your body wake up.
No, but I mean, your body wakes up when it's fully restored. So
but my whole thing is, I don't have to work, I wake up at the same time every morning. Not the same exact minute, not to the same minute, but I wake up even on times where I wake up subconsciously. Now that could be it. It could be God waking me up subconsciously when I didn't plan on waking up at that time, but I woke up, shit, my damn work clothes is in the washing machine and I ain't dried them yet. Glad I woke up at 4 a.m. for whatever weird reason. So maybe that is it. But
glad I woke up because I was peeing on myself.
Right, and the only reason I say that is it's just a food for thought, as in being that they say sleep is the cousin of death, and that's your subconscious. Nobody has control of their subconscious. Mm-hmm. Explain that. You have to know that it's bigger than facts and bigger than science. Because at the end of the day, a man still wrote facts too. Like, a lot of people that argue the Bible say, I can't believe what's in the Bible because a man wrote it. Everything that you read, some man wrote.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? So, just find what you believe in. That's all. That's all. You dig?
Okay, so, I don't know how we got on religion. But, again, fuck Joel Osteen. Or Osteen, whatever the fuck you want to call him. So, next, we gonna talk about relationship deal breakers. So, what are some relationship deal breakers?
Trannies.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, I want to hear from the guys first.
If you try to stick your finger in my ass.
Why?
I mean, you might like it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the. You won't it's know not. It's try. Not about. I get the whole "you won't know until you try" it thing, fuck that. But that's just like a. I don't know, man. Maybe I don't know what it is. I just know if you come near my ass, it's gonna be a problem. Like even in a relationship where you don't even have those intentions, where you come near my, I always have a reaction. Like,
can you remember to change the word "come near my ass"? Because no.
Right. Look. Even with that, right? Let's just say on a chance. A nigga, because I'm not going to say me, that should have never happened. If a nigga let you finger his ass, then he should question what type of bitch are you. There. Like, wait a minute. You want a nigga that likes shit in his ass?
For like, real? Like, I didn't.
That. Niggas like their ass eating.
Hey.
Pause.
Question women like their ass ate, too. So,
okay,
I mean.
But earlier. Okay, sorry, guys.
No, when. Shut up.
Yeah, we're not. If I don't want to talk about that. People. Either, man.
No, I just. Can I please?
No. What is a moral relationship deal breaker?
Oh, my God.
Later.
You know, this is something I say, and this is a new rule that I came up with. It's like a relationship deal breaker for me. So like, for me, it's a certain amount of dates. A date means I'm trying to date you. I'm trying to move forward with you. First date, we get past that. That means I'm feeling you. Second date, I'm trying to make sure it wasn't a fluke. Third date, we done got serious. In my opinion, anytime you date, if you get to a third date, there's some kind of feelings involved there.
So I take you spread these dates out.
Yeah. Okay. We ain't going on dates back to back each week. We talk. This is spread out over like a few months, maybe. I don't want to wait too long.
A few months.
I gotta get time to. I can't. Okay. You know, I met you.
Rethink that.
We
what?
No, hold on. I'm saying.
How
I'm
often
sweating.
Do you take girl on dates? So you get your three.
Well,
once a month.
Yeah, not everybody. Not. I've only been in one relationship, and that was obviously not. But this is a standard that I'm
frequency?
Saying.
Like, what's this?
Nobody's gotten to the third date with me. I'm saying, hypothetically speaking, if we get to
nigga,
that third date.
You took your girlfriend out on
3 dates.
Shut up.
Who?
We're not going
to
go there.
I'm saying, what's the frequency? Of, like, because I've never been dating anyone, so I don't know, like, what the protocol is. Like.
So I'm saying, like.
I'm on a date, like, every week.
Like, when I said a few months, I don't want to make it seem like, okay, 6 months to the third date. I'm just saying.
So like, if
there's
got
to be a little time in between there. Like,
right,
let us
right,
have
yeah.
some conversation.
We all working people.
I'm saying the first date is I like you. I want to see what you're about. The second date is I liked it. I want to make sure it's not a fluke. And the third date is this is about to get.
But sick. How do you feel? How do you think that's gonna be like over a couple of months? Like I feel like
and
every
that was,
week
that was a fluke. That was every week. I'm not taking you on a date every week.
It don't
week.
Have to be something that's expensive. A date can be.
Then
we can go to the park.
Date.
That is a date. That's
a
date.
I'm going.
You can be like, you know what? I want to cook for you. We're gonna have a picnic. That's a date.
But what if I was to say, like, because like I said, I've never had a boyfriend or a relationship, so I don't know, like, what protocol is. But if a nigga was to, like, wait too long, like, I would, if you're talking about going on dates for oh so long, like, I'm going to lose it. Because at this point, I'm dating other niggas.
Yep.
But what I'm, I don't know, y'all didn't remember my whole point. What I'm trying to get to.
See how often.
Huh?
How often?
That wasn't even the point. The point was deal breakers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's get to the. I don't want to talk about how often we're going on dates. I'm trying to get to the point where we got serious. For me, is when, at the point where it gets serious and we're dating, your conversations with other people in your phone. Like, to me, that's a deal breaker. Like, if I'm. With, if I'm pause. Hold on. Listen.
I'm sorry.
If
I misheard you.
Hold on. Listen.
Check them out.
If I'm dating you and we're serious. And you constantly texting other niggas and whatnot.
Oh.
That's a deal breaker for you.
Okay, yeah.
After how long?
After it done got serious. That's my point.
What
I'm
is
not
serious?
Putting no time frame.
Yeah, what qualifies
I'm not,
as serious?
I'm not putting no time frame on it because y'all trying to. No, no, no,
no.
No,
no time frame.
I'm not doing it.
No time frame.
Once it gets serious.
That makes no sense. What is it?
You're not defining what's serious.
It can be serious for you, but if you say it can be out once a month, I'm going to be like, nigga, you know I'm dating other people.
Yeah, you just taking me out once a month.
I mean, that's
that
you. Once I feel like it's serious, once we both establish that it's gotten serious
oh my
for
God.
Me.
I have a headache.
Fine. I'm not
Are
putting
you
no
serious?
Time frame because y'all want me to put a time frame on it. I'm saying
no.
There's no
you
time
know
frame.
When it's you know when it's gotten serious. You know when it's gotten serious.
No.
Mm-mm.
Well, I don't
like,
I'm not
like
answering y'all question. No, I'm not
at
doing
At the end of the day, that's his flame. Whoever he with, they would have their mutual understanding. That's what he's trying to
that's
say.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
once
you got a mutual
understanding
that it's getting serious.
It's
y'all
serious.
When has it gotten?
I mean,
she want to put a time frame on it because she got
no.
cash and not.
So you want to know. Deal breakers,
that's why I'm not stunning you.
Deal breakers for me are niggas who feel like, oh, we can be serious after the second date when the second date is a fucking rooster. Are you fucking serious?
But see, that's why I said there's time in between to get a acquainted to each other. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to put a time frame.
So then, what qualifies? That's what I want to know. What qualifies as getting serious?
Because I don't know what you qualify as getting serious, but I know somebody that I'm dealing with. I know when it's gotten serious.
Right.
That person knows when it's gotten serious. I don't know what you can, because she got like her. I'm not cashing out on no female that I'm not serious with. I'm not
business out there.
I ain't even said you yet. Yeah, but her philosophy.
That's what he said. My girl.
Like, love tricks. That's what he said.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, in her mind, she all off the bat, she looking at, you know, how much you, and not saying that she's tricking off.
No, I'm not.
But
no, I'm not. I date regular dudes.
It's not just when? About that.
I date regular dudes all the time. My last boyfriend was a regular dude.
Seriously, I need an answer because I need to know. And me and him, really.
we weren't serious until a good maybe three months down the line. But we had went on dates and we was around each other a lot more than that. It wasn't just like, oh, I'm gonna take you out on a date.
And that's what I'm saying. Take you out on a date and then we kicking it, we around each other for a little bit, we having conversations. All that stuff is being factored into it. And then I take you out on another date to make sure that, you know, everything's kosher. And then, you know, we spend more time around each other. It's just the more you get acquainted, but at the point where you feel like, okay, so I'm feeling this person, and that person feels the same way. They made that clear that, you know, it's serious. Now I'm paying attention to stuff like who you know, how often you text another guy. I mean,
that shouldn't matter.
I feel like that should matter
when you're in a relationship. When you're in a relationship, that's when y'all discuss, okay,
I mean, but that's a deal breaker for me.
Are we going to talk?
That's a deal breaker for me, period. I see, if I'm getting serious with you and you know it's serious.
But you don't know if they're going to stop. You don't know if they're going to stop until you are in a relationship with them. Because if I'm dating, I already
made it clear to you before we even got serious that that's something that I don't like, period, anyway. Yeah. So if I done got to that point, you already know that.
Then you should be putting her in a relationship.
I think that's what y'all missing by his point. Obviously, even if he going on a date a month or whatever, how he doing it, there is some type of communication. You feel me? So, like, for people like me, you know, if I'm working all week, of course, we ain't going on a date every week. I work weekends, like, heavy on the weekends. Okay. So, that's when most people work, you know what I'm saying? So, obviously, throughout the week, we still communicating. We still talking on the phone. We might FaceTime. Even if, like y'all said, a date to me is still Brewster's too. We can go kick it. We can go do this at the park, et cetera. So I guess what y'all missing from his point is that they still communicating how they
feel. It's a consistent
communication on how they feel. That way, it ain't just like, all right, third date, we together. You know what I'm saying? So it's probably some type of communication.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not finna take you out on a date and not talk to you until the second date.
I mean, you can still be talking to them, but I feel like you can't really get to know a person through just texting or not being around that person.
That's his prerogative. He probably said, a busy man. He do his thing. He's saying, okay, you know, if we done as busy as I am, by the third date, I really like you, obviously, because I done gave my time to you. That's his prerogative. With mine, it's a little different. I feel a little different as far as you can be talking to other people. If we ain't cuffed, if I ain't said you my girlfriend, I'm your boyfriend, then that's cool. Because 9 times out of 10, I'm probably doing the same thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, once I do say, okay, Shad, I dig you in this way, you know, it's just you. What's up? And then I will feel that way.
No. Yeah. Because a really good friend of mine, she, like, talked to this dude, like, and she was head over, like, I remember the day she told me about him. She was straight up just like, oh, this is a fine-ass nigga in the library, and oh my God, all the girls all over him, shit like that.
The library?
But, yeah, he's like a librarian. It was so lame. But long story short, they talked for, like, maybe, like, a good 6 months before he... And they had been hanging out. She thought that they was just hanging out. Like, they was hanging out, going out together or meeting up and going out together. She didn't see it as them dating, but it got to the point where she was so frustrated with him, she like just hauled off and was like, she was like, nigga, I don't know what the fuck you want from me, because like, you haven't said anything, you haven't expressed what we are. And he was just like, oh, I thought you were my girlfriend, but he never said anything. But you see what I'm saying? That's like, but you see, that's what I'm saying. She was interested in him, that's what she wanted, but she wasn't aware that that was the case because he never came out and said it. So you saying that, oh, I'm just, for you to be like, I'm taking you out, that doesn't mean, that can mean you just like my company. That means you
just I just
like
want to say, exactly. This nigga had to look like Idris Elba or some shit. Like, how you dealing with a woman for 6 months and she think y'all just hung out? She ain't put you in the friend zone yet. She still holding out. Because
she wanted, she did like him. She really didn't want to be with him.
He must, some about him she had to really like. But, you know, yeah, that's miscommunication. Between
both parts.
On both parts.
But that's different, because if a girl ever asks, like, what are we, niggas be so quick to be like, or if I could be like,
that's
what are we?
That's if you ain't making it to the second date.
Yeah. Oh my as god. A, no,
after the first date, I didn't decide at all.
You could be talking 6 months and ask a nigga what are we, and niggas be so quick to be like, oh, we chilling, but y'all fucking raw. You at he's staying at your well, house.
Yeah, look, if you fucking raw wrong, before you, fucking, you ask what are we, then that's, look, your that's where you made the mistake.
Yeah.
Ladies, you gotta understand that.
Like, ladies, y'all gotta, y'all know y'all got standards. You gotta
and my partner's gonna hate me for this shit, but ladies, you gotta understand, y'all got the power. Literally.
Stop. Try snitching. Literally.
I'm just I'm gonna give y'all this free game only for 30 seconds. You dig what I'm saying? But so, ladies, y'all have the power. Like, honestly. Yeah. Like, I think I talked about that the first episode. Like,
power's in the pussy.
The power of the pussy. But niggas, you gotta understand, if you know this, then you can, you it's ways worse, around this nigga. Shit. It's ways around worse. This shit, player. You know what I'm saying? You gotta play your part too. But like, I know you done seen that too. Like, a nigga who might not go to class, he might smoke weed. If a girl he really like, he's like, I don't fuck with niggas that do that. That nigga gonna fucking change.
Yeah.
So ladies, it's power. If you giving it up, you can't cry to your homegirls. He fucked you over. You fucked yourself over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, it's power in the people, fellas. You gotta have standards. Stop sticking your dick in everything. He's making us all.
Yeah, that bad. Too. But anyway. That's no free game for the day. You know what I'm saying? The rest will be $9.99.
Relationship deal breakers.
But no, that was a good relationship deal breaker.
I feel like, one, I don't like an ambitious-less guy.
Is that a word?
Yeah, is it?
I mean,
a guy that don't have a hustle. A guy.
You gotta be less than ambitious.
No, a guy ambition, that doesn't have a hustle mentality. A guy that's not willing to get it by any means necessary.
Don't
tell me. If he gonna be a bank robber, hey, be a bank robber. Hopefully, no, let me rephrase that. Legally, get your ass out there and get you some money and get yourself together.
For me, that's not ambition.
That ain't ambition.
No, by any means.
What's the end game?
Legally, to move up. If you start off working at, let's say, you tell me you start off working at McDonald's, and your career path is just to stay at McDonald's or transfer to fucking Popeyes or some
shit.
Or
to not even be the manager. Right, yeah. Like,
you need to have a plan. Like, if you just the fucking window person at McDonald's and you're not like the manager or something higher, you're not trying to move up, build your shit up, then you just,
that's what I'm not interested in that type of
nigga.
Sure,
like, I dated a nigga that went from fucking, what did he work at? Champs, Journeys, some regular ass shit. And like, I was younger though. I'm still young, but I was like, it was like two, three years ago. He choosing all these jobs that pay like $7.25 an hour, $8,000 an hour, $9 an hour, and I'm like,
he's content with that.
He's like, yeah, I got this new job. I'm like, how much you pay? Oh, like $8,000 an hour, and I'm like, nigga, I make more money than you, and I'm still trying to make more money.
So look, yours is ambition. That's what I said. So what if he started by, he was just dating girls that was giving him money. Now he run a whole prostitution ring where he got 50
I dated
girls.
A guy that was a pimp. So don't fuck with him. No,
you just like pure ambition.
Like,
he can be pimping, selling dope as long as he ambitious.
I mean, that's illegal. I will take you serious, but I will entertain you.
I thought you were just dating a dope boy though, recently.
Yeah, but that's not
husband.
But
this is
not
recent.
My boyfriend though.
But
yeah,
this...
yeah, I was.
Yep. So basically, what you're telling is, as long as he putting money on the table, you good.
Yes, but I wouldn't take you seriously. Like, if you out here talking about you robbing banks. Though.
That I mean, you can put money on the table and not have no end game. If you've been selling weed,
no, I'm not
all
saying.
Life,
I'm not saying.
Cocaine,
no, because that's different. Because like,
why?
Right,
cocaine.
Right, because we got niggas out here that's out here. Like, I used to not even talk to this scammer, but it'd be cool. This scammer, he used to try to talk to me. He went to school with us, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what's your end game? Like, your house, you ain't got no bed. Your mattress is on the floor. Like, what's your goal? What's your end game? What are you trying to do with this shit?
I'm trying to be plugged.
And it's just like, he had a family of like, mama was a scammer, daddy was a scammer, everybody around him a scammer. And I'm like, so everybody's a scammer that keeps going to jail, getting out, doing it again, going to jail, getting out, doing it again. What are you doing different? Because I'm not about to be, I'm not. Like, you going to make $2,000 once a month, that's it? Or maybe two times a month. Like, are you investing this money? I always said, invest your money, buy yourself a car, buy yourself a house, put your money into something that's going to flip your money. Because you just scamming, buying a fucking Gucci belt that you going to wear, showing every fucking picture, that don't impress me. What are you trying to do to build more money? Because at the end of the day, I'm trying to work less, and I'm trying to be with a nigga that's going to help me work less and still be making more money. True. That's what matters. So it's not no ambitious little nigga. You can be a scammer. Or you can be a drug dealer, but it's like, what you doing with that money? Like, the drug dealer that I'm dealing with, has five businesses, at least five businesses. Hair salon, daycare. No, I think two hair salons, girl, a daycare. Around the city. So he's not just out here slinging dope. And he's not one of the niggas that's on the corner. He's not one of the niggas that you go to get your dope from. He's more like the ghost of the city. He's more like up there. So he moved from a corner boy to up there. That's ambition. Just like Ghost on Power.
Next time started. Y'all catch y'all granny in there with that crack pipe, y'all know who to come and talk to about
shut
it, right?
Shut the fuck up. It ain't my fault. No. If they on drugs, they don't drugs. Of
course it ain't your fault. I guess if they on drugs, they on drugs, I guess.
I would say mine is disloyalty, because I had a dude, we had like, we fucked once, and I didn't like it because his dick was small, but.
Here we go, we back to this guy.
No, I'm sorry. No, like, for real, I didn't, he was cool as fuck, I like, he's cute, all my friends say we would look good together and shit like that, but it's just, like, for real, his dick is small.
So what did it do with disloyalty?
No, okay, so I can't, that, just off that alone, like, I've never, like, tried to see him as, like, bae material, because if you can't fuck me right, you damn sure not gonna be my nigga. But like,
what was that disloyalty?
Listen, so that was over it.
Better off saying the little dick.
No, look. Okay, well, yeah. So like, look, niggas with little dicks can't be my man. That's the deal breaker for me. We could be in love till the end of time, but as soon as you whip out and it's shrimp basket, honey,
that's
no.
That's not love.
Stop.
You ain't shit. That's no,
no, no. So
that's not love.
No, 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 no. Look, so beyond that, that was over a year ago when we had.
He
sex.
Got a point. Sex is 90% of the relationship. I mean, pause. Sex is a big part of the relationship. I ain't gonna put
be
it
in an open relationship.
Huh?
Get sex somewhere else. That's what white men do. That. White men do that.
No, so let me finish.
Yeah, let him get to the disloyalty.
That was over a year ago where we had sex, and then like we still continue to be friends because I enjoy his company. Like we get along really good. He's cool people. Every time I go over his house, like I end up cooking for him.
Yeah, he told us about him.
Yeah, we have like a house type situation. So just recently, he told me that he wanted to like. Date and that he really did like me, but he wanted to, he likes that we can be so close and have the like relationship that we do without having sex, so he wanted to continue having the relationship that we do like sans penetration without like fucking me. So I was like, wait, like that's weird, like do you not, are you not like attracted to me anymore? He was like, no, I still want to fuck you, I just want us to go deeper into our like mental bond. So I was like, okay, cool. I was flattered. I'm thinking, like, shit, like, niggas, like, you know, for the most part, I thought niggas just, like, fucking me. So the fact that he said, no, I don't want to fuck you, but I do like who you are as a person, that made me feel, like, all kinds of good. So cut to the very next day when I call him and I'm like, hey, what's up? What are you doing? I just got off work, trying to come over, smoke some weed, lay up. He was like, oh, I can't right now. I'm busy. And so, like, I hear some giggling in the back. I don't think anything of it because, I mean, I'm, whoever it is can't be no me. You know what I mean? Like, they can't be as cute as me. But, however, like, I just offhandedly, I asked him, I was like, oh, you must got a nigga over there. And he gonna say some yes. So how you gonna sit there and tell me you wanna...
You're not in a relationship with him, though.
But for him to just say, oh, I like you and I wanna get there with you, how am I supposed to feel if you can't even get your shit together for a full day?
Okay, so check this out. You said you couldn't really be with him because he couldn't fuck you right.
Right.
He's saying he can't really be with you because that's not even really what he want. He like your connection.
Yeah.
Why can't y'all like each other for what y'all like each other
Hello.
For?
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
He's trying to...
Like...
I would just skip over the nigga over his house, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
He's not. He could be using a nigga for...
Ass.
But for whatever it is. No, look. But seriously, so how am I supposed to feel?
He fucked the niggas, he like you.
Right.
He's but how am I supposed to feel?
Just like you like him, you fuck other niggas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to be okay with that?
Why are you upset
that?
About this?
Because you want to sit there and tell me that you want to like me, but then you're not going to want to be with me for real? Like, you want to sit there. So you want to sit there. Shut the fuck up, because I am heated. I am heated because that hurt my feelings.
Look.
That hurt.
Why are you upset about this? You already said he can't be your nigga because his dick is small.
Hey,
so why are you pressed about it?
In this situation, you got to play your part. He playing his part. He kept it real. He could have said no and lied. He told you, hell yeah.
He's being somebody honest with you. Here. He wants to build a connection with you. But it don't matter because you already said you don't like the nigga because his dick is too small. So why are you pressed?
You just told yourself that it's more than just the dick. You just told yourself that.
Yes.
Because you actually like him and you felt the way.
Can we stop talking about this? I'm about to cry. Like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm so serious.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm so lost.
In that situation, you got to play your part.
I just don't want to discuss this anymore. Please. I can't.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, y'all. Let's talk about fetishes. fetishes. Let's talk about sexual fetishes.
Yeah, let's talk about how... Let's talk about how this chick right here likes to watch females get fucked by trannies. And not,
no, like, shut the fuck up.
No, I, no, gonna... shut the fuck up. You.
I like to look at... It's a fetish. I like to look at tranny porn, whether it's a tranny fucking a nigga or a tranny fucking a female. And I like to watch gay porn. Call it what you want to call it.
I mean, and we appreciate the support, sweetie, but, like, you don't need to watch gay porn.
I don't care. I'll watch it.
Okay, so...
I just want to know, like, why do you, like...
And I can care. I feel bad after I watch it, but when I'm watching, I be like, oh, shit.
I think everybody feel bad after watching porn. At least I do, and I know niggas do.
Like,
once you,
like,
once you get your nut in porn, you close that shit out so fast.
Yeah. You're like, this is shit. Fucking what disgusting. Was I doing? What the fuck?
But I, like, seriously, it's not like it's something you said yourself you couldn't see yourself getting into it. So then what's the point of, like, the whole point of porn is, like, no. To fantasize.
No.
To fantasize.
It's a fantasize. Yeah. I'm not going to do it.
But you fantasize about things you want to do.
Exactly.
Like, a straight man ain't going to fantasize about
training.
Gay women.
Yeah.
Gay men.
But that's it.
Wait a minute.
What you hold on.
What you just said?
You heard it. I didn't.
I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it. I think there was something in my ear going, oh, as she was saying it. What did she say?
I said, I may possibly consider fucking a trainee.
Tell them why. Tell them why.
Reese, once you do that shit, your pussy is gonna be on the do not fuck list of all of America.
No, I'm sure she gonna wrap it up.
No, what I'm saying is still, like, a tranny. Okay, so what
a tranny is a nigga. A tranny is a nigga.
What you gonna say?
I tell him it's like fucking a dyke.
Oh my god.
It's literally like fucking a dyke. Would it not be?
No, it's not.
A dyke just has a fake dick.
It's not what you think it is. A tranny is not what you think it is. I swear to god, it's gonna be like you're gonna meet a tranny in real life and real and living color, and it's not gonna be what you think it is. You're gonna be so uncomfortable. You're gonna be pressed.
Yeah, like it's a whole different vibe.
No shade to trannies, because I have millions of tranny friends here in Atlanta.
Transgender.
Transsexual.
Whatever.
I have millions of transsexual friends here in Atlanta, but I feel like girl, like
tranny?
No, and I would never fuck a tranny.
Exactly.
I caught a dude that I was dating one time watching tranny porn, and it hurt my feelings. Like,
why?
Because if you wanted to fuck a tranny, you can go fuck a tranny. Why are you sitting here fucking me?
He may not want to fuck a tranny. He just fantasizes about it.
Man,
well, I guess you fantasize about different things. Most people fantasize about some shit that they would actually do.
Oh, that's no, like, I watch gangbang porn. I watch lesbian porn. I watch lesbian porn all the time, like nightly.
Like,
but I'm not a lesbian. Like, it gets me off, but like, I would never.
Like, when a nigga watch porn, he might watch an Asian bitch because he really want to fuck an Asian bitch. Right. He ain't never fucked an Asian bitch.
That's right. Niggas. Y'all, you know, simple.
Like, women too.
No, I watch different type of porn. I watch gangbang porn, but nobody's gonna be gangbanging
okay,
me.
Okay, let me ask you this. If a dude you liked wanted to fuck a dyke, I'm talking about a straight butch dyke, would you find that unattractive? Would you find that weird?
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Wanted to?
Yeah.
No, pause. No, we can't go into that. No.
I know somebody that's fucked a dyke, and they was just like...
That's a
I know somebody that wants to have a threesome. I want somebody... I don't think you can call him dyke. I know somebody that wants to have a threesome with a dyke. A dude wants to have a threesome with a dyke. But he wasn't going to do anything with her.
Dyke is kind of offensive. We should
okay.
Yeah.
What's the proper word?
Do it count as fucking a dyke if she wasn't a dyke if she was with you?
For the people to understand what I'm describing, because a lesbian could be...
A stud lesbian.
Okay, yeah, stud. That's right. To the LGBT community, I'm sorry.
Yeah, my bad, y'all.
Forgive my ignorance, but a stud. She dressed like a boy, looked like a boy, all that shit. And the man wanted to fuck her.
I mean,
know it's still a vagina,
a
but...
Somebody wants to have a threesome with the lesbian stud.
And you feel like that's okay?
Well, I never did it, but...
But I'm saying, I'm asking you now. Would
it's
you feel
a vagina.
Okay?
It's a vagina. You said niggas will fuck anything. So it's a
hold
vagina.
No, hold on, you didn't say that.
He said that.
Most
on
niggas
the first episode,
fuck
niggas will fuck anything.
I know you know some niggas that done ran a train on the fat girl.
There's nothing wrong with fat women.
It's not. I love all women.
Let's not say anything as a new fat woman or
anything. I'm just saying. It's called fucking no judgment, right? So fuck that shit, no judgment. I'm keeping it 100.
But would you, like, she's real cute in the face.
She's
real pretty.
I haven't been there.
She got short hair.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the difference. I'm talking about a straight stud that she don't even look like a girl.
Oh, but she still has a vagina.
She still has a vagina and titties.
But would you find that attractive? Or would you find that weird?
And no, it depends on what she looked like. Cause I get what you're saying. Cause we had this one stud. We had this one stud in high school. She was pretty as shit.
And I'm about to show y'all too. And her name
started with a. I don't know what it started with. She was light skinned probably. She hit on me. I don't know. I think she was light
skinned. It was when we first had long crazy hair. Yeah, I know you're talking about. Nah, bitch. I know niggas that would fuck her. Okay, she's a pretty She's a pretty girl who
you would fuck her.
Dressed like a girl.
No, she dressed like a dude. But
I'm talking about, like I meant dressed like a dude. I'm talking about a straight stud. Like, she don't look nothing like a girl.
She ain't look like a girl.
That's the kind of.
I didn't think she was a girl when I first saw her.
Only reason I'm asking is because that's kind of like what you saying. Like, that's weird. If you would fuck a tranny, that's just kind of weird.
I'm not saying
that. Not that that's your thing, but. Possibly. It's just.
Maybe if I'm drunk. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I might feel weird because that tranny. Whatever. Dude, we have small penises. No, like, every don't know that. Sometimes. A lot of porns I see, they have small penises. That.
Now, y'all know what? Y'all know what scared me? Okay, so transsexual and transgender is different, right? Once you fully have the surgery, what is that called?
Yeah, transgender.
That's transgender? Yeah. They say, this is what scares me. And again, nothing against this, but. Okay, like I had this conversation. This is actually an interesting conversation. You might have fucked the transgender. Transgender deception. Do y'all believe that that's a thing? I had this conversation with my brother. Like I told y'all, my brother's gay.
Explain that. We talked
about it. Yeah, so transgender deception means if. Yeah, if he or she, I don't know what you would call it, was a tranny and didn't tell you. And you fell in love, fucked and everything. The dude might have liked it. Is transgender deception rape, or do you even believe transgender is a thing? And the reason I say, is it a thing? Because my brother, he's part of the LGBT community, he said it's not a thing because once that man physically has the surgery to become a woman, he should be clarified as a woman.
No, that's true.
No, I feel like, no. He's I feel like you should definitely. Classified as a woman,
but he should still release chats. He's,
yeah.
Okay, well, that individual is then classified as what they got surgery to become. Mm-hmm. But I think he should still release chats? He or she should still release chats? Of course, because why? You need to give them, release chats. Like, I'm sorry, girl. Release chats.
You gotta put this on the label. No.
Release chats in the gay community means, like, tell all my business. I'm giving you all the chats that I have on a certain subject. So if I'm gonna release chats on my backstory, my history, you do that in any relationship you're in, period. Yeah. So if you were to date Beyonce, you would want to know that she was in Destiny's Child at one point, right? Mm-hmm. Cool, because that was a point in her life. But
not really.
I mean, I get what he's saying. What you want to do is know the background of how you got there. Exactly. Especially if it's that. That's just like, I said the same thing. I said the person has to tell. Some people that I was talking with, they was like, no, he doesn't have the right. Because it's like, okay, if you would want to know if somebody had HIV, you want to know if somebody had herpes. Yeah.
That's something life altering. Yeah. I don't think you need to tell me that you had a train ran on you in the freshman year in college. I don't want
to
know that.
I mean, you would want to know if somebody's a transgender. What if that's life altering? How's that life altering?
Because if you a transgender and we dating and we, you know what I'm saying, damn near married and I'm trying to have a baby and I'm keeping nothing to you and ain't no baby coming and I'm thinking there's something wrong with me.
Exactly.
That is life.
That's my point too, though.
I mean, that could be the case, but if I find out that the reason we can't have kids is because that, you used to be a man, it's going to be a big problem.
That's a huge problem.
And I don't know, and the thing about, I always say what I would do or what I wouldn't do, what I find out about me is I don't know what I would do in certain situations. So, a lot of these dudes you see, oh, they killed a tranny, this, that, and the third, and everybody be like, oh, I understand, but it ain't that serious to kill him. I don't know what was going through that man's head, so I don't know. I can't say that.
And I do want to say that, too, because we talked about that.
They
right?
were saying, like, Lil Duval was saying, like, he would kill a tranny.
Right. He don't know
him.
That.
But he wouldn't know. I feel like that's extreme. I feel like if you were that far in and you found out, like, you trying to have kids with them, then I feel like maybe not kill them, but you have probably a
would.
Right to
you,
be.
Being that you deeper in, you would be more into it. Yeah. Like, so... Again, and that's why the conversation came up because of what Lil Duval said. But you got to understand, you don't know what could be going through that person's mind. Just like with a rape situation. Certain things might be classified as rape, certain things might not. Like, we talked about that, too. Like, if a nigga pulled a condom off and don't tell you, would you consider that rape?
Kill that nigga, boy.
Do you consider that rape? Some people do, some people don't. So you don't know.
That's rape.
You didn't consent to sex with no condom?
That's called stealthy.
That is rape, ladies.
But you didn't consent to sex with no condom, did you?
No.
So that's rape.
If you pull off that condom, man.
And for niggas that do that, you lame before. I know a girl that got pregnant by that shit. Like, she literally didn't want to get pregnant.
He nutted at me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit lame. Girl. And then now he don't want to take care of the baby. That's some lame shit, bro.
That's fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, was it? Never mind.
I know you're talking about.
Maybe not. But it happens so much, you might. So, you know what I'm saying? So, as far as that is concerned, no, I don't feel like nobody should be killed, but at the same time, you don't know what could be going through someone's head. Like, that's emotional distress. Like, somebody made a joke, and it was funny, but it was true. Like, think about it. If a man is dating a woman who used to be a man and he didn't know, he going to the house to meet the family. He's seeing all these pictures with football pads and basketball. He's like, oh, you had a little brother? Nah, nigga, that's me. You're going to be like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, so it is a serious thing. Like, you know.
I have a question. This is off topic. This should, I feel, I don't mean to cut the topic discussion short.
About y'all fetishes.
But, we can do that. I just wanted to know what's the
answer. I feel like what I like ain't even no fetish no more. After I done heard
this what shit you like?
I'm talking about. I mean, I don't even.
You like toes?
Hell no.
You like licking toes?
I don't fuck with toes.
You like
to
lick your toes?
Nah, I don't like nobody touching my toes.
I like choking.
I don't think I'm.
That's
a fetish?
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. Like, I don't think asphyxiation.
I don't think I like
that. Like, I like to be choked.
I mean,
to, like,
I'm on the grown folk shit, you know what I'm saying, depending on who I'm with. But I don't think I like nothing that's out of the ordinary. I'm
like what?
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I can take it to a knot. You know, I'm down with buying, you know, toys for my girl and, you know, using it for that.
It's not a fetish.
I mean, it's not a fetish, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what's
boring.
A fetish to y'all.
What are you, because...
You can't say it's boring just because the man regular. Like,
I mean, no. I didn't even think I was regular until I met these people.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, look,
I done told some girls, oh, you ain't even on that freakish. I'm about to show you something. Then I come over here, I'm like, God damn, but it's a whole nother. It's a whole
guy.
Right.
It's a whole nother world. I'm like, golly, boy, you ain't even known it like that.
Fetish, okay. What about you? Somebody define fetish real quick for us.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was just something out of the ordinary.
Do it have to be out of the ordinary? Because some people got a lot common fetishes. You dig?
Fetish is a form of sexual desire in which gratification is linked to an abnormal degree to a particular
abnormal.
So it has
out
to
the
be
ordinary.
Abnormal.
Yeah. It's a fixation,
abnormal.
Obsession, compulsion.
I mean, if y'all want
to
say...
Like choking.
And
you
choking
like to slap bitches? You like to spit on bitches? You like to call bitches sluts and hoes?
Nah, I ain't doing that.
Like, what? Like, those are all fetishes.
That's what I'm saying. See, I don't...
You don't like none of that shit?
I don't like none of that shit. I think it happened for me because...
I'm not saying I don't like...
Let me get...
But I ain't for the... Yeah, bitch. Yeah, man, I ain't...
But, like, yeah, if I really think that about you, I might not
no,
be...
No, I mean, not like...
Say,
like, you don't like spit, like, spinning...
Yeah,
mouth,
I mean, I
like,
do that. Well, no. Not enough. I ain't...
See, I appreciate the pussy. We're going to have a good time.
No, I use spit, but I ain't...
Hair pulling is a fetish.
Okay, I like pulling hair out.
Hair pulling is a fetish.
You know what I'm saying? I like none of the bitch mouth, that type of shit.
That is abnormal, because some people don't like... Some people don't pull hair during sex.
Shit. Oh, but then again,
that's a more common fetish.
You know what I'm
saying? Pulling hair, nothing in my mouth, but nothing too crazy. I'm going to keep it 100. Maybe for me, I got turned off early. Man, I got turned off early.
Not in mine's, and hers, it's showing up.
What age did y'all start, like, sexting and just, like, being nasty?
22.
Wait.
What age did y'all start sexting and start being 22. Nasty and shit like that?
See, I wasn't confident for that. I was like always like.
I think I
caught like
so you one of them people that just laid there.
No, I was.
When did you lose
your
virginity? Can I ask that? Yeah, let's take it there. When did you lose your virginity?
When I was like 14.
So then, how are you?
I got my first orgasm literally like probably 2 years ago, and I fucked since I was 14.
Damn,
I experienced my first orgasm 2 years ago.
Sweetie, I'm so sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Okay, so
I don't mean to toot my own horn, but you know what? I get that a lot as far as, like, as a lot
that
of stuff.
That happens with
I
a
do.
Lot of women. Women
but, yeah,
don't.
And that's true.
A lot of women
it's a lot of girls that I done been with where after they get done, I ain't never had that happen to me before. I'm like, and I just thought niggas was just doing that, but
brag.
I can't.
Right. Nigga, I had a nigga say that before. Like, I eat the best pussy. You gonna come this many times. I ain't come once.
Hey, like I said, before I said that, I said I ain't trying to toot my own horn, but I'm not surprised the fact that she said that 2 years ago.
So
like,
you can
God.
Do that and then be like, you won't, like... I just think that's so boring.
I think that's
why. Like,
I mean, you know.
Look,
well,
maybe two. I don't know. I mean, it's just you guys. I'm not even confident with saying anything that I like. Because it's like, everything's going to get shit on them, nigga. You
boy.
No.
Like,
it's fucking
no
judgment, man.
Honestly.
Do you think?
Go ahead.
The reason I brought up that point is because I think I caught my first nut like 11. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even know what the fuck happened. I'm for real. I didn't even know it. Like, y'all.
Are you scared too?
Y'all ain't used to watch the HBO.
I was scared too.
Oh, yeah.
Like a thing for real.
Y'all want to hear something that's so fucking funny? Like,
Y'all was scared?
Porn used to come on at night on HBO. I used to watch that shit, and the next thing you know...
Oh, you beat your meat.
Hell yeah, that's what I said. I wasn't fucking at 11. Yeah, I said I caught my first nut at 11.
Oh, dang.
I started fucking at like 14, 15 too, but... You know, like, that shit scared me. I ain't gonna lie. I called somebody. No. I was like, man, it's some...
I was younger.
Some shit that just came out. It was like, what was it? And I explained it. And they was like, are you sure you wasn't... I said, no, I wouldn't do that. But
okay,
no.
I lie. I had an orgasm before I was younger. Because before I lost my virginity, I used to play with toys. Like, I used to play with dildos.
Wait a minute. How can you say that you were shy if you were able to do that when you...
Because that was alone. That was just me by myself.
How old was you when you played with a dildo?
We ain't gonna go there.
We might get locked up for that conversation.
Look. My father used to trap all the time. Like, he still do, but like, back when, you know what I'm saying, I was younger.
It was like 7.
I feel like this nigga set me up because he had like a fucking collection of porn sitting there. And this fool would used to leave me at the house, you know, while he go out and handle his business. And I'm like 9 years old. And I'm trying to watch the TV and I'm trying to play the game, but I keep looking over here to all that ass volume 4 sitting on the goddamn shelf. He had it out, and I feel like he was setting me up. When I was 15 years old, I wasn't a virgin, but my father asked me, he was like, are you a virgin? I ain't want him all in my business. So I said, yeah, big mistake. So this nigga took me over to the spot. I'm not gonna say where it's at. And before I know it, we was in this house, one chick and like 30 niggas. I was like, God damn.
Y'all ran the train on.
Yeah,
man, I ain't
bang.
Nothing.
That's what happened to me.
Do, for the record, train didn't do nothing. All right, so.
You gangbanged.
No, I didn't. I swear, because it was uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable. Like, I ain't know none of these niggas, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I told my father I was a virgin to keep him out of my business, not so I can get in the business with this nigga. Like,
what do you want this?
He wanted to show nigga. But to bring it all back in the circle, that's why I brought it up, because come on, first night at 11, so you've been doing nasty shit for a long time. When I was 14, the whole, like, fetish shit turned me off, because, you know, that's when sexting was cool, all that kind of shit. I was talking to this girl. You know, so you asked, like, what you like? What you like to do? And she literally was like, she liked to be choked and all that kind of shit. She's like, if I let you fuck me, you got to punch me in the stomach when you fuck me. And I was like, huh? I'm 14. I'm like, nah, I just want a nut. Like, I don't want to do all that.
And this is why I like being me, because I don't hesitate to be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, nah, I'm straight. And what's
Did
funny...
You punch him?
No, I didn't even fuck. I ain't gonna lie. I was 14. I was scared.
Know your worth, fellas.
I was like, no.
Know your worth.
But look, to bring it back all the way around, I stopped talking to her about that and everything. I stopped talking to her. I passed it to a homeboy, all that kind of shit. And then she found out that she got passed. And so what she did was, because, you know how niggas is. When you get a girl, your homeboy, do she got a friend, that type shit. So I put my homeboy on with a friend. And once we broke up, she was like, by the way, tell your homeboy, he gave her a fake name. He was like, tell Leon my cousin is a man. So transgender been out for a long time too. So transgender deception is real. Having fetishes and not having fetishes is a real motherfucking thing.
Y'all make me feel like I'm like not crazy, but just like,
yeah, like, you know, I'm wild.
I'm just not on y'all level, I guess. I mean, I got an ass fetish.
You to, like, if I ask, like, I just don't know. Like, it's so that's so brand new to hear niggas be like, I wouldn't dominate.
You said you got done in the ass.
I said I don't fuck the girl.
You can dominate without punching, stumping somebody out while you fucking. That's
but
what I'm talking about.
Okay, but like, I like being dominated.
Well,
so
you
like,
ever seen that picture where the dude was stepping on the girl head while he fucking? Like, wait,
oh, no,
like,
Nick, you're not doing that. You're not doing that. Nobody's stepping on my head while we're fucking. You got me fucked up.
That's doing too much. See, when I'm fucking,
wait, what you mean?
Fucking to me clears my mind. I be thinking about other shit. I be like,
slapping my ass. You not slapping my face. You don't punch me in my stomach because you will get punched back.
Y'all are boring.
That's regular.
No. That's crazy.
I've had a nigga beat this shit, like, literally, I told him, beat the shit out of you? Yeah, I was like, I need that treatment.
Oh,
I'm about to pull up. So I pull up, I walk in the house,
nigga.
He slapped me across the face, I was all over, like, shit was wild, like, but I like that type of stuff.
Like, at most, I would do, like, the whole 50 Shades of Grey shit, like, I want, like, to
but
be in 50
But that's too much for me,
Grey.
That's too much.
What?
Because he was actually intentionally hurting, like, I guess it's the same thing, but,
for
like,
a nigga to punch you, but if a nigga has you tied up and is, like, got your nipple squeezed up and, like, shit like that. Like, what?
But see, yeah, that's still just, like, erotic. What y'all talking about?
No, 50 Shades of Grey is fetishy. Like, that's fetishy. Like, he had her, like, tied up, had, like, hard-ass nipple clamps. Like, it was pain, but it was, like, that feel, like, it felt
controlled.
Good.
It's controlled.
Yeah. I want to play a game.
That's the whole point of it, though.
Yeah, I would do that. Game. I would love that shit. But a nigga punching me? Like, no.
Okay.
No.
Let me just explain this to you. So,
that's
just
crazy.
For everyone out there listening,
you're crazy.
This is what Cameron likes. Cameron wants the show, get that treatment. So when I get here, I expect for you to be... My dick's not hard. Shut up. When I pull up, I expect for you to, like, be that nigga for me. And it comes from something deeper that we won't get into on this episode. But, like, I like to be bitched out. Don't get me wrong. I'm on the scene all day. I'm that girl in the streets. But, I mean, yeah, degrade me. Show me I'm...
A slutty ass bitch.
Slap the shit
out of me.
You're not
gonna degrade me. If a nigga calls me a slutty ass, hoe ass bitch and all that shit during sex, nah.
Okay, so why can't y'all understand that we don't like to do it? You dig? Like, y'all saying we regular as fuck, but to a nigga, he fuck with you. That's why he wanna fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no goddamn. Yeah, this stupid bitch. I'm gonna stomp this hoe out while I'm fucking.
Like,
that's too much.
Like, he enjoyed choking, doing that. You don't like...
But he liked doing that. He liked that he was able to do that for me. He likes to be the one that was able to take me there.
That's what y'all into. And that's cool. I don't know.
I just feel like...
So y'all don't have no fetishes? Yeah.
I don't know. I thought what I had was
like, what are your fetishes? Just tell me. Like,
I mean,
what?
I don't know, man. I like... You know what I'm saying? I like... See, it's so regular.
Yeah,
I like...
Is getting your
nuts
swallowed
none.
A fetish? Is that a fetish? I think
yeah.
that might be...
I mean,
yeah. Yeah, but see, I don't want you after that.
What?
Sorry.
Why?
You don't have a boring ass wife, nigga.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I don't know. You know, I ain't.
If your wife, you don't want your wife to swallow your nuts?
I don't know that. I ain't been there as far as wanting to marry somebody yet. So maybe my mind would change.
You just said once.
But like everybody who has done that for me so far, I just blah. You know what I'm saying?
So you let them swallow your nuts and then dip?
Why?
Why? Yeah. I wanna answer.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not saying I'm right, but I just. I don't know, but it's just like what y'all say with the porn. When you turn the porn off, you be, you know, I mean, once you get your nut off, you turn the porn off. That's how I feel about it. After that, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, okay, all right, cool. Don't, whoa.
I'm sorry.
So you don't want to be pleased sexually?
No, that's not
to
what
any
I said.
Extent. Because, I mean, that's what
I'm
she,
not saying I didn't.
Does it make you feel good?
I don't.
Makes you feel
no,
happy?
No,
when
I mean,
she does
to,
it?
For me, I don't really care. You know, some people, I never ask nobody. If you ask me if I want a girl to do it, nah, it don't make no difference to me. If you do it, then that's cool. I'm not finna kiss you afterwards, but it's all good.
What's wrong with your boss? Why would you not kiss her?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't think there's anything wrong with doing it. It's
I'm
just
judging.
The way
I
feel.
I just, feel like this. Me personally, like, when you got one person, like, I ain't gonna lie, I used to kick it how you saying when it was just a bunch of different women, because I was literally just getting my nut off, and I'm back to the business. But with, you know what I'm saying, when you with somebody, that's why I'm gonna say I ain't got no fetishes, quote unquote, right now, but I'm open to trying new shit, because you get more comfortable, and you keep
Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
shit.
And I ain't had that type
like,
of relationship.
Damn, man, let's fuck in the McDonald's drive-thru. You don't know McDonald's drive-thru be.
Oh, I love
you know
that shit.
Like,
I wanna fuck, like,
oh, yeah,
I wanna fuck,
yeah,
like,
that.
On a balcony, like, where people can low-key see us.
Oh, is that a fetish?
We don't fuck with the windows open.
I got a fetish, y'all.
We don't fuck, like, she had her head and her half her body out, titty just bouncing, like, fucking. It was crazy, like, you know what I'm saying?
In a car window?
No, in a house. Yeah,
oh, shit.
Like
that
type
of
shit.
Like, I did it on the, like, porch, like, nigga. Like, somebody walked up, and I was like, fuck. We had to run back in the house.
Go to the park.
We weren't running. We were just going ahead, going to do it, you know?
Oh, no.
So, as you get more comfortable, you keep doing shit. Like, I didn't used to be open to the thumb and the butt thing. You know what I'm saying? But I talked to my niggas after hearing Future, and she was like, where y'all nigga be doing that shit? Like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, man, I can't do it.
You can't.
One day, I was on the Henny, and the Henny gave you superpowers. I was just like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
I have a question for you, because I saw this in a on like Tumblr once. It was basically like, it's a movie with old girl Amber Heard.
It's,
I don't know if you ever seen it, but the name of it is Serve. I encourage everyone to check it out. It is a really big eye opener, I will say.
It's called what?
Syrup. It's about
a movie called Syrup.
Yeah.
Okay.
With Amber Heard. Anyway, one of the like most standout quotes. This nigga is texting me saying, "You just like the rest, nigga." Bye. Of course. But one of the best like quotes out of the movie is how she talks about how men categorize women in four different ways, and he says it's mothers, virgins, sluts, and bitches, and the only way for a woman to be taken, because it's like about, the movie is about like the modern businesswoman, so she's saying like the only way for a woman to be taken serious in the workplace is to take the top qualities of each category. So she says the integrity of the virgin, the attractiveness of the slut, the wisdom of the mother, and the independence of the bitch. So you saying that you like how with porn, when you get your nut off and then you turn, like, you know, you're not attracted to it anymore. So in that moment, because it just made me think of this. So you can be attracted to her being
promiscuous and shit like that.
Yeah, but the moment that she is, or no, you can see her as the virgin. I'll say that. You'll see her as the virgin, and then you want to
defile her.
Yeah, fuck her like the slut. But once you do fuck her like the slut, you're unattracted to her.
Because I don't want to make it seem like this is somebody that you got to get away from. I don't want to talk to you no more. Da, 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 da.
But you said that you couldn't see them as yours anymore. So then why not? Would you not be able to see them as yours?
Because you fucked them.
I'm gonna watch that movie because that's some real.
But I do want to make this clear. The women that I've done that with are never anybody serious. No one that I've been serious with.
Because you've already categorized them as a slut. Or not as a slut. That's what he's saying. Promiscuous. That's what I'm saying. So
you already said, once you do that, I don't want you no more.
Yeah, what he's saying is
so but I never wanted you in that sense.
So say that the girl that you meet, that you are, say that she has the integrity of the virgin that you're looking for, mm-hmm. the independence of the bitch, that she's like, damn, she about it. She really mm-hmm. got her shit together. She's well thought out, and she has a great personality. Mm-hmm. Now, you are feeling y'all been on some dates, y'all dating now, y'all together, whatever have you, and y'all been fucking for a good little minute, but it's just been some tame. You've been leading in the bedroom, we'll put it that way. Right. You've been the one making all the major key moves. So now that y'all are serious, it's been like, we'll say 7-8 months into the relationship. She comes out, she's like, she drunk as fuck. She's just like, babe, I just want to do something different tonight. I really just want you to like take it there tonight. And she comes out with some shit that I like, getting real hurt. Or not even what I like. We'll stick to what you like to do, like getting your nut swallowed. So what if she swallows your nut and she enjoyed the shit? At that point, does she become like, does everything about her like crumble? Or is it like you just see her, like why would you see her differently from them?
Are you saying nuts or nut?
Nut.
Like come.
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
That's the part I don't know, because I haven't done that with somebody who's gotten to that point. Even the person that I've done with now, who I deal with now, that's been over a year. It's been like a year and 6 months. We've talked about that. But she stated that she'd be willing to do it after we're like pretty much married. She didn't say married, but that's what she was hinting at.
So that makes it okay. So her saying that makes it okay.
I don't know because I haven't gotten to that point, but pretty much when she doesn't like him. Huh? Oh, well, whenever that has happened with me and somebody else, I guess you could say the first thing that come to my mind is, damn, like, who else you do that shit for?
That's,
you
know, ridiculous.
Are you fucking?
I guess so.
She fucking you. Who else she fucking?
I mean, I guess,
come on.
I guess so. I mean, I'm not saying
that.
I never said it was right.
No, but that's disappointing. I never said it was right. That's disappointing to hear you say that, because to say that, because dudes will do that all the time. They will be put, she got a bang body, she this, she that, oh my God, I'm so in love with this chick, oh my God, things I'll do to her, oh my God. But then when you finally get to do those things to her, she's viewed as lesser than an inferior. Why? Because you touched her? At that point, you gotta look at your hands. Why are your hands making her dirty?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just telling you how I feel.
keep it real with you, but at the end of the day, it's gotta be a mindset. One, it's just gotta be, you know what I'm saying, something you get comfortable with, because that's one thing I had to learn too. Like, because men, women feel like they're the only ones that love hard. Because men love hard, when we give our love out, it's like, okay, I want you to have it, nobody else. You get what I'm saying? So it's kind of the same thing. But see, what you gotta realize, listen, hold on, I'm gonna get to the point. What you gotta realize is, if you think your girl fine, then it's a handful of other niggas that think she fine too. So what you gotta establish is, okay, this is who I am. Either you can accept me or you ain't. And 9 times out of 10, if she accepts you, she only gonna accept you.
Then you accept her.
And that's what I'm saying. Well, what I'm saying is, sometimes
insecure.
That ain't being.
That's what it is. You're insecure.
Let me.
I agree.
Let me say
one more point.
You love name calling. Then for a show that's called "Fucking No Judgment," she love putting categories out for people that feel a certain. Let me piggyback off of what he just said.
My big homie told me, because everything is a learning experience. You're like, I just said, I might not have a fetish now, but I might later. But my homie told me, before you become a real nigga, you gotta be a fuck nigga. Meaning, you have to learn. And that's my whole philosophy on life. To know what's right from wrong, sometimes you gotta experience wrong. For real. You don't know 1 + 1 = 2 until you get that shit wrong on the test. You ain't gonna put 3 or 4 next time. You know that shit is 2. You know what I'm saying? So you got to make your mistake.
Who's trying to teach you.
I've been insecure before. Then I had to calm myself down and be like, you know what? I can't do that because if I think she fine, everybody thinks she fine. But if she say she for me, then she for me. But let me make sure she for me. So that's when I put it to her like, okay, look, baby, I like you. You like me. What is this going to be? You just got to communicate. Now, if she fuck you over, that's a lesson learned that she wasn't for you in the first place. Keep it moving. Same thing with ladies. You know, women do that shit.
How does that apply to me? Like, if I was to fuck a dude and he had a thing for it, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's weird for you to say that you would be attracted to someone and then because they are willing to do
something, you're not going to be attracted to them anymore because you're going to be worried about what they're doing if they did it with anyone else.
I'm going to piggyback off of what he said. When I go back to what I was saying about her, when we had that conversation and she said that she would do that once we're like together committed, first of all, I never asked for that. I never asked a girl, oh, let me come in your mouth or nothing like that. I never asked for that. But she said that that's something we'll do once we're in a real relationship, committed, you know, marriage, all that thing. When I got a person that I'm dealing with and it's only been like a month or two.
Now, I know where you're going. Shorty could be telling you that because I know the character of the girl that you're dealing with. And we know this, right? Mm-hmm. She could be telling you that, but at the end of the day, she could be swallowing this nigga nut over here. So what makes that difference?
What that got to do with how I feel about it? What that got to do with?
Because you're not making any sense. She's telling you that she would do it. Yeah, when you're married, when she's married to you.
But that's
inappropriate. She could be. But I don't know.
She could be, but I don't know that for a fact.
Do you know for a fact that the girl that did it after a month, maybe she really
I know how
liked
I
you.
Feel afterwards. No. I know how I feel. I know we've only been this. Let's throw out a random person, maybe a random girl. We've only been talking for a month, and you did that with me.
She could really like you and really be trying to please you.
Maybe, exactly. I'm telling you how I feel. So if you want to call me insecure,
that's fine. You are insecure.
Oh, I swear to God. Sir, do you realize that you were saying that once a girl does
something to please you,
that
and
she
that
is dirty,
you look,
and that you can no longer be with her. Do you know that she could have?
I never called the girl dirty. I told you.
You said she's
how
insecure.
I feel.
You look at her like you don't want her no more. No.
I said I look at her like how many other people you did.
And
that
you
with.
Don't want her that's, no more. You said you don't want her
I,
no more.
I mean, that's fine. Look,
but who's to say she's only doing that for you because she really wants
like
to be
you.
With you? That could have.
I don't know.
That laugh.
I don't know.
Swallowing your
so
nut.
So why do you assume that bullshit?
Hold on. Why do we assume that just because somebody swallow my nut that they want to be with me? They trying to please me just because you swallow my nut.
I mean, because not every bitch swallows every nigga's
but
nut.
But not every bitch swallow a nigga nut just because she want to please him. She
yes, they do. Yes, the fuck they do. Because especially for
Do you know how much it takes to swallow nut? Do you know how much, like,
yes,
for you to swallow nut?
Yes, that shit is fucking
disgusting. Bitches gonna swallow nut because they just want to do it.
No, we fucking don't.
Yeah,
y'all
you don't.
No, half y'all the bitches don't. Do not because y'all just be nasty for one.
And
the nigga
like battery
don't
acid,
have a
literally. It's just battery acid.
This shit is nasty and it leaves a nasty ass aftertaste in your mouth. No matter how much fucking water you drink,
so
we
sorry,
don't want to do that for our fucking
nigga.
Selves.
Yeah.
And then you got you got rappers and songs talking about white girls fun because they swallowing shit, right? So there's more pressure to do
that
shit.
That's
more pressure
into that shit. I ain't never pressured
no
woman into swallowing.
There's more pressure on us to do that shit.
Dig this, both parties right now got a point. And this is what I meant. I'm going to watch that Syrup movie like you said, because you hit on a lot of different points. And the point that you hit on, is what I was trying to say in episode one with the whole 4-6, because a lot of men have this mindset. As a woman, you might not understand it. As a gay man, you might not understand it. But literally, he's just saying how he feel because this is how men think. But both of y'all got a point. I get it. I've talked to women. I've asked girls, when you suck dick or when you suck my dick, do you suck it because you like it or do you suck it because it's for me? Most
like
women
it.
Will say because they like it. Because 9 times out of 10, especially after being in a long-term relationship, 9 times out of 10, my girl would tell me she was fucking not because she didn't come or not whatever, but because I wanted to fuck. Women don't want to fuck 24/7.
Yep.
We do. I can wake up and want to fuck 3 times a day, 7 days a week.
Yep.
That's just me. That's just most niggas.
Okay.
Women will fuck because it's emotionally attached, but here's the thing. Y'all are wired off emotions. We wired off, and I'm not going to say that y'all illogical, but we wired off logic, skepticism,
y'all ain't lied off
and
no
physical,
logic.
And
y'all are wired off insecurity.
Feel what my boy's saying.
No,
hold on. Let me finish. Right.
Niggas
are
insecure.
That's
niggas
it.
Are
hold
insecure.
Feel what he's saying.
Hold on, Reese.
Because, but see, this is a learning experience for both. Feel what he's saying. At the same time, If that so ain't insecure, nigga. Yeah. If that ain't communicated, then that's how a nigga might think.
Because he's insecure.
And that might be the case too, but nine times out of ten, it ain't always got to be that case.
I don't even want it before.
But that's like,
you're saying you said you worried about what other niggas she doing it for. Why does what she doing for another nigga matter? Why
because I'm not finna be kissing mouth to mouth with a female who's fucking swallowing everybody nuts.
Okay, but she could be wrong or not.
She could be.
She could be doing it for you.
I'm not with the
could. That it could be.
I'm not with the could.
It's because, do you know?
Hold on.
You can listen to what you were saying. You can say that you. I'm not calling you insecure, but you can say that you like. No, you can say that you like eating. No, look.
It's not gonna change.
You can say that you like eating pussy all day, right? You like eating pussy all day, niggas. Let's say like eating pussy all day. But you find a girl that you want to really eat. You like, I want to eat the hell out of her pussy.
I don't eat pussy. I don't want to. What make you think? Because I'm a nigga, I just like going around eating everybody.
I just don't get why you would. You at that point, you need to look at yourself. You need to look at yourself and say, what is it about me that I feel once I lay with a girl makes her lesser than? Am I adding to her devaluation? Like,
y'all are proving my point. Y'all think about it emotionally. Y'all are thinking, oh, because
he's thinking about it emotionally. Hold on.
Because he did it that way, he must be insecure. He feeling the way. You got to understand, it's literally based on logic.
What kind of logic?
Logically,
let's
listen.
Use logic.
He's saying,
"Hey,
listen.
We could use
I'm
logic."
I'm trying to explain. You're not going to explain if you don't listen.
She ain't talking about possibilities.
No.
Right.
You're right. No.
It's possible she only swallowed my nut because she
guess
only
what? Guess what?
Like
guess what? Guess what?
But
guess what? It's called communicating. So you ask her, "How many niggas have you done this before? Or do you normally do?" You ask. You communicate.
You can communicate.
But if
a woman can lie,
I don't care.
And that's logical.
A woman can lie, and he might not care. This is why I said the syrup movie makes sense, because he wants what? The integrity of the virgin. The all the shit that you said. I don't remember the shit you said. I'm kind of tipsy. But all the shit that you said, which is why I said, when it comes to cuffing, most guys, if they got over six bodies, a man might not cuff because he can.
Nobody agrees with that shit.
Over six, so
okay. Nobody agrees
so
with that
you,
shit.
So you cool with her swallowing your nut and you leaving her, but at the same time, if she got 12 bodies, you still would cuff?
First of all, I don't ask a woman. I firmly believe, like, if a woman is on her shit, she can, you know.
What?
She can have
a bunch of bodies, but when she swallow your nut, it's automatically like, nah, bitch, she swallow hella niggas nuts.
But listen, I don't know about your bodies. I'm not finna ask you now.
She can fuck you after the fucking first week. So the girl that you're dealing with now, that you've been dealing with for a year and a half, how long did it take y'all to fuck?
I don't know, but I don't.
Was it quick?
Huh?
Was it quick? Yes.
First of all, this is why I can't talk because
I already
because
know.
You, no,
was
you
it quick?
Because I talked to her for I knew her for a whole year before we even started getting into that. Me and the girl I deal with now, we was friends for a whole year before we even started dealing with each other. Okay. So yeah, so we went out on a date, and then we went out on a second date, and then we had sex, and that second date was within days. So
she fucked you in a couple days after dating. Cause I could be friends with a nigga out.
But we was friends for an entire year, so it's not like this is a random
friendship
girl.
Isn't knowing you on an intimate level.
Anyway, like I said, that's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking no judgment, but he's still throwing out judgment. So that's, you know, it's all good. It's all good. You know,
I'm just saying you've been a little bit of a hypocrite and you're being judgmental and you're assuming that a bitch is out here swallowing every nigga's nut just because she swallows your nut, but you'll fuck a bitch with a lot of bodies.
You need to be
or you'll fuck a nigga
confident.
After 2 days of going on a date.
Because how was the thing that she
once again, the same girl I knew for an entire year.
Okay,
we
I've been knowing a nigga for fucking five years and fucked him after 2 years.
If I go out with a girl I just met on a date and we fuck on a second date, am I still finna be dealing with that person? No.
You did? How many times am I going to say
I knew the girl for an entire year?
I've been knowing my coworker for a year. If I fuck him tomorrow, what? I'm still
a
hoe.
An entire year I knew this person.
Am I not? Man, if I fuck my coworker tomorrow after knowing him a year,
again,
I'm not a hoe.
Logical sense.
Am I not emotional. A hoe? Am I not a hoe if I fuck my coworker tomorrow after knowing him for a year?
Say what? I mean, obviously, you've liked that person for that.
I feel like it comes down to you evaluating the type of person you're dealing with. Because if you look at the girl and she's the type of girl to, like, to get what? Just get fascinated by niggas, then yeah, she can be out here swallowing everyone's nut. But if she sees you and she's more, I guess we'll put it this way. She has the integrity of the virgin and she's able to be reserved and, like, carry herself a certain kind of way and not let it be known that she out here, like, feeling you like that. Because she could, that girl that you have been feeling for a year, she could have been feeling you all year, but she probably, like, wanted to swallow you up from day one, but you ain't know it because she was able to carry herself properly how you felt was appeasing or appealing to where you finally were able to get there with her. So she waited a whole year to swallow your nut. But the minute she does it, when the moment's right for her, it's...
Oh, I mean, I like I said, I don't know because I haven't been there, but I seriously doubt that I'm just like, oh, no, I can't fuck with you because, you know, the feelings I got for her is real, for real.
So, for now, until she does something that you deem disgusting.
Anyways.
Look, are you going to move on? Okay.
I think we're done, y'all. We're going to wrap this up because it's carried on a little longer.
Yeah, I have a headache.
A little longer than I expected, but... This is your girl, Reese. You can follow me on Instagram at Bo Reese, B-A-U-X, Reese, R-E-E-S-E, or Snapchat at R-E-E-S-I-I-E.
This is Cameron. I'm about to go pop an Advil because this shit was too crucial, but you can follow me on Snapchat and Instagram at Cameryn_WILDZ. That's Cameron underscore Wilds. Add me on Facebook, too. I'm kind of that girl. Mm-hmm. No big deal.
It's your boy, Henny K, man. The one and only Decatur Dreamer. You know what I'm saying? Just stumble upon me in real life. Fuck, I give you my snap at IG like that. You dig?
Whatever.
This is Trey, but I don't even know none of my damn Instagram, Snapchat, none of that shit. So we'll... Maybe next time.
I'll tweet out his Twitter.
Yeah, I change my Twitter name like every 3 months, man.
Anyway, so
just to close the show out, Reese has neon pasties. They're okay. Pink neon pasties that she likes
to wear.
We'll
talk about that next episode.
For her trainees.
Shut the fuck up. This is another episode of Fucking No Judgment. Thank you for listening. Bye.